Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Author Talk. This is the original Author Talk, unlike somebody just trying to copy me. But we'll tell you who that person is next time. All right. I'm Stephanie White. And today we have with us real Always Queen Bee Diva. And she's got a lot to talk to us about. And not only is she a great author with Crazy in Love and Crazy in Love 2, but she also has a publishing company. So we're going to talk about that, too. And some of her authors are Nyjah Josephs. I love that name, Nyjah. I stole your name for one of my characters. Told you I was. And I love her book, and we're going to talk about that. So, all right, Rashima, you have been doing so much and so busy since we talked the last time. So you want to tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get into the publishing company. So what have you been doing since the last time we talked? I know you got a publishing company too, but what have you been doing?
I've been working on several novels, trying to step out my comfort zone and write this romance novel that I've been talking about writing for the last year. So it should be exciting for my readers to get and see a different side of me.
Ooh. So now, is he going to be this tall, dark, and handsome man going to make us all fall in love with him?
Yes. He's gonna make everybody fall in love with him. He's such a sweetheart.
Good. We need a good romance novel. So I know that's coming out soon, and then you got your publishing company. So tell us the title of your publishing company.
My company name is Majestic Throne Publications, and there's 6 authors on board as of right now, including myself.
Good for you. And you got 6 authors. You got some new ones. So
yes.
Who are your authors?
I have Nyjah Josephs, Livy P, Maya, a.k.a. Yandy B, Emmy Richardson, Jaquil Young, and myself.
That's a pretty good crowd.
Yes, everybody writes different styles.
Mhm. And Livy's still with you?
Yes, Livy's still with me.
Yeah, I interviewed her, and we had a good interview.
Yes, Livy is sweetheart.
She is funny, and she makes you want to read her book because of the way she, you know, when she was on here, she read excerpts from her book. So it was kind of like, yes, I want to read her book. So she's got that kind of magic side of her that she was like, yes, I want to read that book. So, Liv, if you're listening, I'm giving you some shout-outs out there because you did a good interview. She did. She really did. Nyjah did, too. So we love Nyjah. Like I said, I stole your name for one of my characters. I don't care. Be mad, but I love that name. I do.
She wouldn't be that mad. She'll be honored that you used her name in a book.
Yeah, she's such a sweet person. So, Rashima, now you got that, and you got your with your publishing company, that's a lot of work. So, do you have anybody that helps you with that?
No, I basically be running it by myself, besides, you know, my editors and my cover designers and stuff like that.
Okay, now who's your cover designer? Are you still using Eureka?
Yes. I'm still using Eureka.
Good for you. Eureka does good work. She always has.
Yes, and I know that I won't see nobody else with my cover once you do it.
Isn't that horrible when you see 3 people with the same book cover?
Yes, and the same title.
Yeah. Mhm. I saw that too lately.
I seen it today. That one came out today, and the other one come out next week. I was like, wow.
that terrible? Why you, you know, you cannot, the bad part about you cannot copyright a title. I understand that. But then when you think about it, if somebody, and I'm going to say it, and I don't care if you get mad with me. All right. People work a long time on their books, okay? It's so many titles out there you can have. Why do you take somebody else's title?
That's true.
So is that a lack of creativity on your part because you're not smart enough to come up with another title? So you steal somebody else's title? Because this has happened to one of the other authors that I'm not going to call her name. But they put out their book and the book cover, which you can't do that. You can't put your book cover out. I'm just letting you know because people still want to wait on you to put your book cover out. And then they copy your book cover and your title. And that's what happened to this person.
And it's sad, like, with this industry, everybody should stick together, but it's like everybody out for self.
And that's exactly what they're doing, too. It's like, it's really, I mean, it's enough money out there so everybody can eat, but, you know, we don't because we're so busy trying to choke each other out. So you don't have to do that.
Yes.
So, I've been wanting to interview you anyway because I love interviewing you and we always have a good time.
We sure do.
Yes, we do. And Eureka, hello. And we know you're doing a good job. So we got your name out there too. So now, who's your newest author?
Jaquil Young. He's from here. He's from Newark, just like myself. And he was out before at self-published, but he wanted to sign to a company to, you know, to get his name out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now he's with you.
Yes.
Yeah, we have people that do that. They sign with somebody because they thought they would get their name out, and then they realized it didn't work. So, I just smile. That's about it.
But even if he didn't sign to me because of the type of person that I am, I still would have helped him to get his name out.
Right. Yeah, you would have. But, you know, I guess they're so used to dealing with people that's not like you, Rashima. You know what I mean? People that...
Yeah.
Not for the dollar, not for the person. So, you know, they thought you were on the same level as those people, and that's not fair to you. So.
True.
So, now, when is his book coming out?
His book should be out April 1st, as well as Naija Joseph's book.
Ooh, good. So you got two coming out April 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm over here trying to work hard.
I know. That's what I was going to say. That's a lot of work. You're getting more people. So more people means more work.
Yes.
So now who's helping you with your editing?
My editor is Tyresha Tyler.
Okay.
She edited Crazy in Love, too. She edited for a lot of people.
Good for you. But, I mean, because you need them because, you know, you're bringing in new people, so it's kind of hard for you to kind of try to edit and do what you need to do on the other part of publishing. So it's a lot.
And then we're trying to do my own stuff, too.
Yeah, your love story. And we're not going to even talk about the name or anything of that because we don't want nobody running off with your title. So there. Because they will do it. I've seen it. I've seen it done too many times. So now that you got your publishing company up and running, what is one of the hardest things that you've discovered that you're doing now that you're publishing to other people?
I think now with me being a publisher as of me being an author is that now when I read stories, I read it differently. I'm reading it, I guess, as a reader, so I'm real critical over everything that I read. And I'm just like, no, this don't make sense. And I think with me, too, is I have high expectations for people, so I need to stop doing not saying that I need to stop doing it, but I can't put my expectations on other people.
That's true, because everybody writes differently.
Yeah.
Well, what do you look for when, say, somebody submits their manuscripts to you? Now, do they have to have them copyrighted first before they give them to you, or do they get them copyrighted after you agree to put them under your publishing company?
They get it copyrighted now, because they only sending me the first three chapters anyway.
Okay. Good. Because it's kind of hard if, you know, like you got six now. So if you're up to 20 and everybody's trying to send you a full manuscript, there's just no way you can do it. So good for you. Three is enough.
Yes, and then I have my test reader, too, with Tanya Gary, that helped a lot. When my author send me stuff, when they finish their books, I send it to her, and she let me know what she thinks that they need to change, what to pull the readers in, and I appreciate her for that.
That's good. So you're getting all, you got everything in under control on that. So
yes.
What is the best thing you like to do as a publisher?
I just like to put their work out so they could say, I did this. I just like them to be happy that their stuff is out.
Good for you. Now, have you ever received a manuscript and you was like, there is no way, and you know what, I'm going to touch this with a 10-foot pole? Have you received any manuscripts like that?
Yes, I know I shouldn't say this, but I am. I had this manuscript, and once I started trying to read it, it made me feel real dumb. I'm like, okay, this is making me feel dumb, so I need to stop reading this. And when he asked me what did I think of his book, I'm going to be honest, I'm real blunt. So I told him, like, no, it's not what my company looking for. You need to go back and rewrite this because this is not even proper sentence. How you submit a book with no proper sentence? And it's not formatted or nothing.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Dang,
that was the last time
I
heard... That was the last time I heard from him, too. I guess I was too harsh.
I'd be that way, too, with people when they want to come on the show. Because I read as a reader. When I'm reading your book before I decide I want you to come on my show, I read like a reader. I'm looking for certain things that you're doing so I can tell the people on the radio about you. And if I can't get an understanding about your book, then I don't want to do you on my show.
That's true.
You know, because I'm a reader, too. So if you can't sell me, how are you going to sell other people? And so I can agree with you on that. If, you know, it does make you feel dumb. And now what I've noticed with some other authors, one we were talking about earlier, one of my friends, and what do you think about people that are writing these 17-page books and putting them out there?
I don't agree with it, but if the readers don't buy it, then they'll stop doing it. They'll start writing longer stories. They won't be trying to put out 17 pages. But sometimes Amazon says 17 pages, but it actually be more than that. They just get the page count wrong.
Okay, so Amazon be counting the pages wrong.
Yeah, they get the page count wrong. That's why sometimes you see some authors going off that they book might be like 300-some pages, but Amazon just say that it's 100 pages.
Oh, my goodness. That's a way off.
Yes.
So, okay, a lot of people go to Amazon. Now, do you use Nook?
I did, but people wasn't really buying from Nook. So now I'm just with Amazon.
Okay.
Because it seems like more
people
have Kindles than Nook.
I know. A lot of people don't like Amazon for a lot of reasons. So, you know, that's why I was shocked that most people because it was a story out recently that people that's on Kindle Unlimited that signed up for Kindle, no matter what the price of your book is, you only receive $1.39 per book.
That's true.
So for you to do that, to put all that work, effort, time and creativity in a book, and you only get $1.39, that's a waste of your time.
That's true, but with Kindle Unlimited, sometimes if they borrow it a lot of times, then you may, say if your book only 99 cents. So if your book 99 cents and they borrow it from Kindle Unlimited, say 20, 30, 40 times, you know, you're making a little profit off of that.
Now I'm going to give you the other bad part about Kindle Unlimited. Yes, you can download so many accounts, you know, let people read your books. But a lot of authors are complaining about this. People are taking books from Kindle Unlimited, downloading it, taking that same book that you worked on, copyrighted, and putting your book back out there.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh, wow. I know I done came across some websites that had my books up there, some of my author friends' books, that we're not even getting a penny off of it. With our same cover, everything, and we don't see not one cent of it.
Wow. Now that's terrible. All right, we got a caller, so let's call it in. Okay, welcome to Author Talk. Hello.
Hi, Ra. How are you? This is Lindsay.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you doing? Hey, guys. Nothing.
Hello.
Just sleep on the floor. How's everyone doing?
Good.
That's good. That's good. I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, shoot. I got to call in now. But yes, Ra, I've been going to call and give you my support, and I have to read the first one and can't wait to read the second one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, hon. You're always welcome.
You know, Stephanie was talking about you earlier.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah,
hello.
I had mine a couple months ago. But, look, I remember. I did. That was a good interview.
That's what Stephanie was saying, how good that interview was.
Your interview was very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time. I just wanted to call in real quick before I started doing it.
Well, thank you, Liz.
You're welcome, Ron. You're welcome. And I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, hon. All right.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that's the problem with Kindle Unlimited. A lot of authors have found out.
Yeah. I'm happy you told me that because I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting out of that Kindle Unlimited because they're seeing their books popping back up. In fact, one author was on my page the other day, and she was like, huh, this is my whole book.
Oh, wow.
Downloaded it and, you know, got it copyrighted and put it right back up on Kindle. So,
wow.
A lot of people are away from Kindle Unlimited. It's not the panacea everybody thinks it is. It's really for crooks. And that's what's doing it. You know, that's a shame. You know, it sounded good when they rolled it out and stuff, but now people have done this. It's a lot of fool making a lot of claims about their books being, you know, stolen. So quite a bit. And I'm surprised that a lot of people haven't heard about it, but I'm sure it's going to blow up pretty soon. So just thought I'd let you know, especially with with your publishing company, to protect you and your, you know, to let them know that this is going on and it's bad because people that don't have a creative mind, that don't invest in themselves enough to sit down and actually write, will steal somebody else's stuff. So it's pretty
bad. Yeah. They don't understand, like, the sacrifice that we made to write a book. You're taking time away from our kids. You're taking time away from spending with your kids. You don't sleep. If you were trying to accompany, you got a deadline. So you got to try to meet that deadline while still trying to be a mother, a wife, if you're married. They don't understand, like, our sacrifice that we made. And for them to steal our work, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It is. It's very crazy. And it's really going on a lot, and like it was a poet, some young lady was going and stealing people's poetry out of several books and put it in one big book and thought she could slide, and she got caught. So it's unreal, the stuff people do. I was like, just take your time and write a book. I don't care how long it takes, and write it. Don't steal somebody's book. You know, plagiarism, people don't realize that. It is a punishable offense, and you can go to jail for it. So people should watch what they do. And you know, authors are actually going on sites, pulling down books, looking. So I forgot this site this girl was telling me the other day where it was loaded with, and they say free e-books. I think that was the name of it. Excuse me. And it was loaded with books that people had written, and nobody even asked those people, was it okay to put their books on this website?
Oh, wow.
So, like you said, you found your books on other sites, so you know it's out there. It's just terrible.
Yes. Because one of the authors had made a post about, they saw their book up there, so they were letting all the authors know. So when a couple of us were up there, we see our book up there, so we send the letter because they have, like, a comment, or if you want to complain, because we didn't authorize for our books to be up.
Right.
That's why terrible. I tell my authors, too, like, even when their book's about to come out, do not put no excerpts up because people sit there and steal your word. Do not put nothing up. When your book come out, let your book speak for itself, because they don't do nothing but steal, and you done spent all your time and sacrifice, and they're just stealing your stuff.
And they do, and it's getting worse. I can honestly say I didn't realize how bad it was, but since, January is when people started really noticing that the plagiarism going on with the book. And one person, they called her, and they pulled the book down and snatched out everything that was other people's stuff.
Oh, wow.
And she was kicked off of Amazon. She's back on there, unfortunately. They should have banned her for life. But my point, if you're going to steal somebody else's work, they should never let you write again.
That's
under
true.
Any name. So,
that is true. And there's a lot of things where people claiming other people's work and getting Amazon to pull books down when Amazon don't even investigate to see if that's really that person's work or not.
This person, they did. These people were not your normal people. They pulled it down. They actually sent the books that they were printed in originally, and the original print date, against the date of the ones that this girl had put in the book.
Okay.
So they had her dead to write. There was nothing they could do but pull it down. And this young lady has a habit of doing it. Fortunately, she's back out there, and she's probably doing the same thing again. So,
that's crazy. And then the ones that be getting people books pulled down, that be lying, saying that it's their book. They don't realize that when Amazon send a person who book it really is the email, they had an email and they name their stuff from the email that it came from. So while they lying, I didn't get your book taken down, everybody see it.
Yeah, they do. They do. But, yeah, this one wasn't a lie. I know because I know the people that were involved in it. So it was not a lie. It was a lie that she did it. You know, it's the same that she, and then she was on a lot of talk shows and doing a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And everybody thought, she was out there. Everybody thought she was something she wasn't. So, it was funny. So she was down for about, she just got back up last month. She was down for about 60 days. But the scary part is, to me, is that she's back. So I think that maybe they should, you know, I mean, Amazon know she took that because they saw it. But maybe I think what those group of poets did was I think they hired an attorney.
Yeah.
Now they're ready. So if somebody does it again, they're going to court with them, which is smart.
I know that's right.
You know, you work too hard. And, you know, like I wanted you to know because you got a publishing company and your people work, you working hard, they working hard, and you don't need nobody coming up. I mean, you good about that regime. You don't put nothing out until it's the date of the book is dropping.
Yes.
You don't even put your book cover out there until it's ready to go. So that's why I wanted you to know, because I know you're very protective. So I want you to know, you know, this person is well, that's one person, but it's more than that, because like I said, the one author was sitting there, she was in shock to see her book in front of her eyes. And it wasn't, you know, they had done, took her book, her words and just copyrighted them, put them right back on Amazon. I know that hurt. I know that hurt a lot.
Yeah.
So this is what we deal with. So now what do you got coming? We know you got the love story. I don't want to get into it because we just talked about people stealing.
Crazy Love 3 still coming out. I just been going through some stuff, so I had to push it back. Money and the Things will be still coming out. The romance novel. And me and my authors are working on a book together, so that should be coming out too before this year out.
Cool. So is it going to be an anthology?
Yes.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then done with their books, you know, Niaja with her book coming out next month, Jaquil with his book coming out, Livy working on a new book, Maya working on her book, and me working on another book, so... Majestic Throne, we're trying to just get our name out there so people will know who we are.
Okay. Now, are you guys going to the Harlem Book Festival this year?
Yes. Aisha just was talking about that earlier. We're going to be there. We're going to get us a table, and then people get to meet the authors of Majestic Throne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you went last year.
Yes, me and Aisha went last year.
Okay. So, is Libby going to try to go with y'all this year? I know she lives a long way away from you guys.
Yeah, she lives in Nebraska.
I know. So good.
She said she was going to come.
Okay.
And Maya in Detroit, so we try to get her here. Emmy lives here with me in Jersey.
Okay.
So... So it'd be the ladies.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get Kelly to come on here and talk about her book, so we'll see.
That'd be good.
I know. So I'm trying to get her, so hopefully she'll come on, surprise me, and do it. Looking forward to her doing it.
So, you gotta let me know, too.
I will. I'll put it in your box so you'll know.
Okay.
Because I know it'll be a good interview with Kelly.
Yes.
Before I didn't interview her, but now I get to interview her.
Yes.
So
Kelly the author,
as an author, and that's what I've been wanting to do. All right, Rashima, thank you so much for coming back on today, and I apologize
for
yesterday because this blog talk, and we got to get you back on soon as possible, and maybe contact me when it's right about time for Niaja's book to drop.
Okay.
And maybe I can have the show.
Okay.
How
no problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you for coming, and I'll put this episode in your box.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.